Hello and welcome to Not a Safe Space. This is Sabrina.
And Tabby. Okay, good, it worked.
Did I mess that up?
No, I did. No, I worked. When I said it worked, because now my thing is recording. Because, y'all, we tried recording a second ago, and I paused and said, Tabby, and then Sabrina was like, did you forget your fucking name? And I was like, no, shit's not recording.
This is what happens when we record on holiday hours, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's 8 a.m. my time and 11 a.m. Sabrina's time. I just woke up, so y'all are in for a fucking treat.
And it's the 4th of July, so happy 4th of July.
Yes. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Okay, so now tell everybody
Tabby, how many 4th of Julys just did. Which part? Oh, well, we're about to record, and Tabby and I are making jokes back and forth about just the tip, and I'm like, oh, I've been tricked once or twice about this game, and then I was like, wait a second, there are children outside my door, so get the fuck out. And he said, why am I being loud? And I was like, no, but you're about to hear some stuff that might make you feel uncomfortable.
Okay, now you have to tell me, Sabrina, how did you get tricked with the just the tip game? Okay, because, well, explain to
people
what it is.
Is this a lesbian thing? Do you not know about
that game?
No, I
know what it is. No, I know it just, are we talking about the same thing? Like, it's just the tip, right? That stupid bullshit thing. Okay, because I had a friend who was like, it doesn't count. It was just the tip. I'm like, fucking bitch, if you're going to put just the tip in, you might as well have sex the entire fucking way. That is the lamest, stupidest ass shit I have ever heard in my entire life. Just fuck that dick.
So I don't think that the end result of the just the tip game, or what when a man says it, is just to tip you, to fuck you with the tip. Because that's like having sex with a micro penis, which nobody wants to do. But the way that you get tricked into it is when you're in the moment, right? Everything's heated, Everything's going on. And this is, of course, before I became married, not became, but got married, is that they say, you know, well, let me just put in the tip. Well, you know what happens? Things start getting going, and now you're fucking. And that's how you get tricked into the just the tip game.
Okay,
it's not just the tip.
No. So this is from a man's perspective. I had a friend, like a female friend, that literally would just say, okay, but just the tip. Like, no, can't do the whole thing.
Oh, like that keeps her virginity?
Yeah, but she wasn't a virgin. So, but she couldn't claim that she had
sex. Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
I'm like, that's the dumbest shit I have ever heard in my... Oh my God, I'm like, you're 35 fucking years old, okay?
Right, I take it back. I think Nate got me one time too, like after having a baby, and they say you're not supposed to have sex, regardless if you've had a cesarean or not, which is what I had, you're not supposed to have sex for 6 weeks afterwards.
Right.
And you're at like week four, and you're ready to go.
Right.
And so he's like, let me just put the tip in. Okay, yeah, that didn't work.
No, that
didn't
work.
It's never going to work. When you want it, you want it. And the tip's not going to get you off.
No, it's not, because it's going to be, oops, I tripped.
Oops, I did it again is what's going to happen.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of that, and this is a big thing that I wonder, so you know about Britney Spears being freed, right?
Yeah, from her father and like... All that crazy
whole conservatorship,
shit.
And there's like a whole thing about it. Do you think she's still crazy though?
Well, I don't know. I haven't followed up with her. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know about the entire conservatorship. And I know all of that was really fucked up. But since she's been released out of this conservatorship, because I follow Page Six, one of the news, you know, entertainment newscasting things. It's always showing pictures of Britney posting pictures of herself nude on Instagram. And so a lot of times it's like, oh, she's trying to free herself. She's expressing her freedom now that she's been unchained. But really, maybe is this why your parents had this conservatorship in place because you might be a little wackadoo. And when I hear her talk, mm-hmm. and she talks in baby talk, it almost reminds me of Michael Jackson. You know how people said like Michael Jackson was stuck at one age?
Yeah.
When they always say like the age that you became famous is the age that you get stuck in for the rest of your life. Like, will she always be this mentality of a 14-year-old girl?
She could be, and it could also be that there was abuse. So we also know that Michael Jackson was abused by his father because his father abused all the kids. And I don't necessarily mean sexually, but there was a lot of violence in the home.
Physical, yeah.
Yeah, physically. So you tend to stay at that age where the abuse occurred, which is why Michael Jackson was so childlike. He had all these children around him and all of these things. I don't think he was a pedophile. I think that's what he related to best, despite the societal gap, right? But she could be damaged from everything that was going on. We don't know what was in a conservatorship. Like, there could have been shit going on and she couldn't say anything because she was under a contract and she was being mm-hmm. manipulated and forced to be quiet. Because she was so young going into this, you know, there's a lot of things that come out about child Hollywood stars and child celebrities. I mean, if you listen to Drew Barrymore's story, it's fucking horrific what she went through. And it takes a very, very, very strong person to come out on the other side not fucked up.
Right. You know? Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true. I wonder if we have any listeners that supported the Free Britney movement that then now are looking at the same post that I am going, ooh, well, wait a second. Maybe there is some mental, and I think reason being is that, like you said about Drew Barrymore, so if there were all these things that she needed help with, the conservatorship never allowed her to get that help because they needed her to work and they needed her to fucking perform.
Exactly.
So she probably should have been in years and years of therapy and this and that from when she lost her fucking mind and shaved her mm-hmm. head and all this other shit that they just never allowed her to do. And now we might have one flew over the cuckoo's nest and let the bitch out of the cage. And now what's going to happen?
Right now you're going to see it's very much like an abused child who's in an abused home who gets out and then has all the freedom, and then they run wild. So you're going to be seeing the side effects of that. But she, I don't know because I don't know what happened. But unfortunately, there's a lot of stories about all the abuse that the children go through when they're a child celebrity. And nobody talks about it. And they don't have parent advocates. And parents aren't saying, you're not fucking doing this to my kid. No, we're not doing this because it's affecting their growth, their emotional development. But all they see is the dollar sign and they sell their fucking kids out.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that hits pretty close to home for me, right? Because you know that I was molested as a kid.
Right.
And it was almost by the same kind of mentality where it was my stepfather. And if it wasn't for my father intervening, mm-hmm. and stepping in, and I remember, I call it like old school counseling. Like, you remember when they make, you might have seen it in Law and Order, there's somebody behind a glass and they make you play with those dolls.
Dolls, yes.
Where did so it, yeah, all that old stuff that, and also like if I didn't feel as strongly as I do about mental health to go into therapy uh-huh. and start talking about it and talk about it, that it festers within people.
Yes,
it and
does.
It could really fuck people up. So yeah, uh-huh. I mean, there's, yeah, who fucking knows?
Oh, yeah, no.
One thing that I think is crazy about the Britney thing, too, mm-hmm. though, is that do you realize that she wasn't allowed to have any more kids? That she was mandated within this conservatorship to be on birth control?
Really? Well, because...
Like, in what country... I can't even believe that that was allowed.
Right. She... And nobody, like... That's crazy. And it's a contract. So, I mean, she mm-hmm. had to abide by it. And the crazy part of that is... You know, obviously the reason why she wasn't allowed to have kids is because it would take her off of the stage.
Right. Yeah. And I think the crazier part is, and I've heard an attorney, Ebony somebody Williams, she has a podcast. She talks about it, that legally the conservatorship that was set up is normally set up for old people that have mentally lost their minds. Not a working person. If you're working, then you should be able to do what you want with your money. Like every other celebrity that has blown through their money and become broke afterwards.
Right.
She was literally used as a workhorse. And so then her reproductive rights.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. What
age? That's okay. I think the conservatorship was put in place like 14 years ago. So if she's around our age. So if let's say she's about 40 years old, somewhere in her late 20s.
Okay. So but so she was a legal adult.
Right.
So
and they put her.
Yeah. But see, she had to. So what did they threaten her with?
No, they didn't sign it. A judge ordered it. It was court ordered.
Based off of what premise?
So do you remember when she shaved her head and then there's pictures
so
of
what?
Her like. Exactly. Well, that's what they're all saying. Like it was something that. 14 years ago was put in place to protect her. Okay. But then after having it for a decade and a half and she's working and she's doing this and she's doing that, but she still can't touch her money. She still can't have children. She can't get married. She has to work certain hours.
See, that, if I was her, I would turn around and sue that judge because that is unconstitutional. You have no right to infringe upon my freedom and liberty. Was she declared incompetent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, when you're declared incompetent, you go to a facility.
Right, you don't get forced to work and,
you don't
and
get,
have
right.
shows back to back in Las Vegas.
Right, and you, on last time I checked, people are mentally incapable are not legally denied the right to have babies. They're not the right to get married. So, no, that's an infringement upon her constitutional rights. If I was her, I'd be going back and filing a civil suit against everybody.
I hope that they do eventually, like after all the sensation, and it's been a while since the conservatorship was terminated, but I hope that eventually her father, whoever was in charge of the estate, her attorney and the judge, I hope that they look into it because there's no way that there wasn't money being pushed around.
Well, of course, but I'm sure her father was profiting off of the conservatorship.
Oh, he was.
Because
he was, 100%.
He was the one handling the money, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't get any of her money until like last year.
Right. And how much of that money was gone?
I don't know. That's what I think they're going to do forensic accounting and all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff on it. Like it's a pretty fucked up case when you look at it and you think about the scary things of the eyes within the law
mm-hmm.
that can restrict your constitutional rights.
Right. Yeah. That's Nope. I'd be filing suit because you can't tell me that I can't have children or that I can't get married. Right.
She had forced birth control inside of her.
Yep. Nope. That's unconstitutional. Same way judges are saying forced jabs are unconstitutional.
Yeah, it's craziness. It's insane.
You cannot force me to put something in my body.
Well, so while we're talking about it, because then people are going to think about Roe versus Wade now,
of
right? Because now
yep.
we're saying you can't force me to put something in my body, but now you're going to force me to keep something in my body. So everybody knows Roe versus Wade was now overturned on the federal level, the Supreme
right.
Court. What was it, 4-2?
6-3.
6-3. All right, 6-3 overturned it.
Yep.
So it's not that it is illegal all over the country. All they've said is that it's just not something that should be debated on a federal level, and they're
correct.
Pushing it down to the state
Six.
Level.
Correct.
That's not something I'm opposed to, honestly. I'm not opposed to states being able to mandate their own states.
Right.
What I'm concerned about now is that this is going to be a topic, And I honestly think that this is, if we want to look at it from your point of view, right, of the they and how they like to keep us preoccupied, this will now be a topic for every fucking person we vote for every 4 years, every 2 years, every 4 years, every 2 years.
Yeah.
And so it's going to keep us focused on that rather than everything else that's going on to the left and right of us is my biggest concern. Is it's just, we're going to keep talking about it.
We are, but in here, and I'm actually going to switch it a little bit on you, okay? It is, but it's always been a talking point. For the last 50 fucking years, it's always been a talking point. It's always been used as a way to get to votes, and they're going to say, oh, you know, make sure you have your women's rights and da-da-da-da, and they don't ever do anything. Okay.
See, I think what it's going to do is take, Tabby, what happened for us on the vaccines and everything that, like, say, my governor in the state of Florida, he was awesome, right? The federal government says you have to do this during this pandemic. And then our governor said, no, I'm doing this for the students here. I'm doing this for the employees. I'm doing this here. Now it's going, this is what I almost believe is that if we're thinking about a they was, let's make this the talking point for the governors now. Because before, if the governor said it left or right, it didn't matter because it was already determined on a federal level. Now it's really going to matter in your state because each state can change. Next time, if we elect a Democratic governor, a Democrat governor, it could be fully allowed in the state of Florida rather than only up to 16 weeks. And it's just going to, you're going to see states flip-flop.
Yes.
Constantly.
Yes.
Where we didn't have to worry about that before. We knew everybody's point of view.
Right.
But it didn't affect the state overall because it was on a federal level.
Okay. So while it was on a federal level, it was never ratified into a federal law. Okay. So you did technically have to worry about it for the past 50 years, but you didn't realize you had to worry about it. Okay. So whatever side that you're on, it is actually a good thing. And here's the reason why. So like I saw a clip on TikTok, Sunny on The View, who is a Catholic, literally said, I do not agree with abortion. It is not something that I am. She goes, but the Supreme Court doesn't have the right to make laws based off the religion. She said this on national television. So here's the correction. A, they did not make a law based on their religion. If those six Catholic Supreme Court justices who overturned it back to the state wanted to make a law, which they don't make laws, okay, based on their religion, they would have made abortion illegal on a federal level all throughout all 50 states, okay? So, yes, we are going to have to go back to a state level and fight for that on whatever side you're on, whether you're to have it or whether you're not to have it, okay? Which is a good thing because as I have said on here, there is a new world order coming in. Our government is becoming tyrannical, and we need to stop giving the federal government the powers. Okay, we need to take them back to the states. And the reason why is it is a lot easier for you to get your fucking hands on Ron DeSantis because he's right here in your state than it is for you to go all the way up to fucking DC and fight whoever the Supreme Court justice.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I agree with it being on a state level. I think, but I still go back to it's a form of distraction.
Yeah.
It is something that at every 4 years is going to, and you're going to see states flip-flop back and forth rather than the changes that we all really need to see. This is something, again, to distract Americans. What do you think about, for example, Dick's Sporting Goods saying that they're going to offer travel reimbursement to their employees to travel to a state that where abortion is legal to have it done?
They're in their rights to do so. Companies are in their rights to offer free birth control. They're in their rights to deny birth control because they are a private company. If they want to do that, that is a benefit they're offering. And look, and if you are a woman, that wants this particular thing and you live in a state, you're going to be more likely to go work for them because of mm-hmm. that benefit. That's really no different than Dick's Sporting Good and what's another sporting good, like
Academy or something.
Academy, yeah. Right? Academy, Dick's going to pay you more. Academy's going to pay you less. And as a consumer in between or the employee in between, you're going to leave Academy and go work for Dick because they have better benefits. They're going to pay you more. You're
you
going to
go work for Dick.
Go work for Dick.
That's what you just said.
However, right? But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that is a company's responsibility to offer benefits that are going to attract employees. Okay. Because mm-hmm. when you have happier employees, they're going to work. Now, could they lose employees over this? Absolutely. But then those employees can go find another company that is going to offer them the things that they want.
Right. Just like companies that were mandating that all their employees had to be vaccinated. And if not, then you were fired. You were there. If it's a privately owned company, you were allowed to do what you want to do.
Exactly. And, you know, as someone who goes and looks for jobs every now and then, if they say that they mandate a vaccine, even if you're a remote employee,
mm-hmm.
nope, you're off the list. I'm not working.
Right.
For you. Nope.
Right.
You know,
the only part where I find the wokeness of it bullshit is that for, let's go back to even 19-year-old Sabrina walking up to her Kmart HR lady and saying, like, I lived in the state of Virginia at the time,
mm-hmm.
and say if it was illegal in the state of Virginia, is 19-year-old Sabrina walking up to her 40-year-old HR manager saying, I'm going to travel to such and such state to have an abortion. I need travel reimbursement or travel benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Nobody,
the whole point of it is, no, it's not, Tabby. I mean, I didn't talk about having an abortion for 20 years. People don't talk about it. When you're sitting in a group of ladies, you don't hear people admit to it, even though a lot of people or more people than you realize have had it.
Right.
It's just not, because it is frowned upon and judged on to everyone, by everyone. You killed a baby, you killed this, you did that. So that confidentiality, it's just not likely that it's going to happen. So that part of it's like, okay, well, great, the benefit's there, but it's going to take a very strong individual to be able to walk in there. And then on the HR side, it's going to take training to be of that other HR manager to go, but come on, sweetie, you know, babies are such blessings. We're a family here. It's such and such. We can, mm-hmm. you know, you get paid time off. You get this. Not your place, fucking
no.
Whatever your name is, right? So there's some part of that that sounds great, but the reality of people don't talk about it. It's not something.
Correct. And that happened a lot.
Yeah.
I had to deal with that when there was something that came up at work and I'm like.
Well, even like you being gay, right?
Right, exactly.
Back in the day when it wasn't okay to be gay.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. It takes time. It's not going to be easy right off the bat. Same way it wasn't easy for me being open in a work environment.
Right.
Right. But
now, any concern that you have about gay marriage now? Because
yes.
now that's the
yes.
next topic of.
Yes. Okay. So I have three concerns because I did. And guys, ladies, I will tell you this. I read the ruling, all mm-hmm. 243 pages. I read it. Okay.
Okay.
So. Because I wanted to be very clear. Because basically what happened was I saw a TikTok that said, Clarence Thomas said blah, 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 and coming after these things. So I said, okay, let me read this. Okay? And so, and I, you know, they do this shit on purpose, right? It's 243 fucking pages.
Right.
The average American is not going to sit there and read the whole fucking thing to really understand what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to talk to this strictly as a legal perspective, not a moral perspective, not an emotional perspective, or anything of the sorts, okay? Because this is really how I handle these conversations. I have a moral conversation, then we have a legal conversation. So legally, I understand why they reverted Roe v. Wade back to the states, okay, mm-hmm. because of the due process clause, okay, and so it is not technically covered by the Constitution, right? The job mm-hmm. of the Supreme Court is to uphold the Constitution.
To interpret the Constitution. Yes. They don't make laws, correct?
Correct, okay? Understand that. Now, in the part where they were talking about the ruling, right? The ones who did, they did try to state that we are not coming after contraceptives. We are not coming after gay marriage, blah, blah, blah. And as I'm reading this, I'm going, well, you're full of shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's great. You can state that in your opinion and all of that sort of stuff. However, they have opened up a legal a precedent, okay? And basically what had happened was for Roe versus Wade is because abortion is not founded in American legal and culture and our traditions, which is why they overturned it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that opens up for three main cases. Don't ask me to pronounce them because there's some weird ass fucking names, okay?
Right.
But basically what it is contraceptive, gay sex, and gay marriage, okay? Because the Constitution does not protect those particular items. Clarence Thomas did say that we does encourage the Supreme Court to go back and look at these cases and these rulings and to potentially overturn them, okay? Back to the states, okay?
Right.
Okay? So legally, yes. Now, the other thing that I found very, very interesting is there's a lot of other things that are mandated by our laws that are unconstitutional that we don't talk about. Okay.
Yeah, but back to the question of gay marriage, are you opposed to that being pushed back down to the state level then? Because it's not in the Constitution. It's same as Roe versus Wade.
Yep.
We both support that. So
neither is heterosexual marriage. Here's the problem. If you want to overturn gay marriages back to the states, so should heterosexual marriages. You should not receive federal benefits for being married.
Okay.
You have a federal benefit that when you're married, you have pillow talk calls, which means that if you're married, you can't rat out on your husband in court.
Mm-hmm.
That's a federal benefit, ladies. That's not a state. That's federal.
So again, are you opposed to it going back to the state level? So say they're going to start with
they
the
are.
Case that allowed gay marriage. So
personally, I'm pissed about it. Legally, I understand. So do you see?
Yeah.
You see my conundrum?
Well,
because my family.
Yeah, I mean, I think you feel like most of the people that have
my
about abortion,
gay.
Right? Morally and legally.
Right.
So is mine. Yeah, I get it. I mean,
my
that was
family's
the first
gay.
Call from my
I
sister.
I do not
yeah.
want. And here's the other thing. And I've had a lot of conversations, and I'm pissed. I don't want that to happen. I don't want contraceptive. Mm-hmm. to be overturned as well. You don't get to tell me what I can't put in my body either, right?
Right.
Okay? We've gone to the abortion. Now you want to ban contraceptives? Now, if you're going to ban contraceptives, you better fucking ban vasectomies and condoms and fucking everything. Don't only do a narrow thing that's going to affect the women. But the other part that I get about it is don't fucking ban me to prevent an unwanted pregnancy and then tell me I have to carry that to term.
Right.
Right. Okay. You don't get to do that. That is a forced birth state. Now, everyone who's saying it's a forced birth state right now, it's not. You have the ability to prevent your pregnancy. And I'm not just mm-hmm. talking about keeping your legs closed. Okay, guys, because we all know that's bullshit.
Right.
Okay. But what I'm talking about is you don't get to ban contraceptives. And so we had, Dion and I had this conversation. I said, and if they do, are you prepared not to have sex anymore? Are you prepared
right,
for that?
You don't, yeah, you don't want to have children.
I don't want to have children. I don't want to
right,
birth
and you're
children.
In this, yeah, you still have the physical ability to have children. So if
correct.
That is taken away from you, then you could be forced to carry a child that.
Correct. And so, you know, and what the, and in the end conversation was, it goes back to the states. And I said, say Arizona bans it. What do we do? And he goes, well, we're driving to California and getting you a whole bunch of contraceptives.
Yeah, but so there's some states now that are saying, well, if you drive, doctors can't prescribe medicines outside of such and such.
Nope.
And if it's found out, this is going
to
nope. happen and
nope.
all this other shit. It's
nope.
like
that doesn't count. So because I looked that up because I heard people mm-hmm. are saying that some states are trying to make interstate travel illegal to go have an
yeah,
abortion.
Yeah, like there's
nope.
a state in the Midwest. There's a female governor that has said that.
Because that is unconstitutional. You have the right to your freedom and liberty to travel between the states. When you mm-hmm. go to another state, that state is required to treat you like a citizen of that particular state. So let's say Florida bans abortion, but Georgia doesn't. You drive to Georgia. Georgia has to provide you that benefit. It provides its citizens, and then you come back. Florida cannot deny you that interstate travel. That is unconstitutional. That part is not going to happen. And if that shit does start to happen, guys, we have a much bigger problem because that's called the Gestapo, and we're fucked as a nation.
So okay. what the governor was saying wasn't so much about the driving to get the abortion. It was if a doctor in her neighboring state prescribes any type of pill and it is mailed to the resident, that they will be prosecuted. So picking up a pill in another state, but ingesting it in their state, or doctors from other states prescribing it to the residents of their state, that will be illegal within their state. Same thing of a contraceptive, right? You drive to California, you pick up birth control, you're keeping it all in your house and you're taking it monthly. Are you now restricting the law or
breaking the law?
Yeah. I mean, it's just some of it where it's like fucking crazy. So then if we go back to gay marriage and if they take it from the federal level and back to
the state
on
level.
A state level, and you are living in a state where it is illegal or they don't recognize gay marriage, what happens to all those gay marriages?
They get nullified. The state can nullify the marriage. But that's not the scary part. And I understand that we are talking in hypotheticals at this point. Okay?
I mean, not really, right? Like, because we had this abortion conversation 2 years ago where it was hypothetical, and now it's happening.
Oh,
so,
correct. And again, this is why it has opened up a whole can of worms that could potentially happen. Now,
mm-hmm.
just like we just talked about how they could, some people are saying they're going to ban interstate travel, okay? That's against your freedom. What I'm more concerned about is if we get more of a tyrannical government than we already have, because I'm going to talk to you about your Fourth Amendment and what happened, which is fucked up, is that everyone who is gay that got married actually registered with a state. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets reversed back to the states that there is no gay sex,
mm-hmm.
okay, gay sex is illegal. Gay sex can land your ass in jail, just like interracial marriages could land you in jail when it was Virginia versus, Loving versus Virginia in the 1950s. Okay. In that case, they lived in Virginia. Interracial marriage was illegal. They drove to D.C., got married, came back. The state found out about them, threw them in jail. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have,
what would,
you have
sorry.
Literally registered with the state that you are a gay married couple, which automatically interprets that you are engaging in gay sex. If that gets overturned and they go back to the road, they could literally round you all up and put you in jail.
Yeah, so what would be if we are two people that say we agree that some of these laws should be on a state level, and so then let's put gay marriage in there. If it is not supported by the Constitution,
right,
and we support our states being able to create these laws for our state, what is the disadvantage? Because for me, if I'm looking at it and I'm like, well, if this is what we're going to do, let's do it across the fucking board. Like, we're not making exceptions for people. You're not making an exception for my fucking right to do what I want to do to my body.
Right.
Then why should I be okay with all of this?
So, and here's another one we don't talk about, okay?
But that's right. What I'm asking. Like, what's the disadvantage then? Because I don't know, from going from the federal level on a state's for gay marriage to just pushing it back to the state side. Because then just move to the state that it's legal.
Move from the state that it's legal and then fight for your right to change the law. Vote those fuckers out and get the people you want in. And again, mm-hmm. it's so much easier for you to get a hold of your local government. Your local government is supposed to be more powerful than the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
The government, federal government, does not have a right to dictate over your life. And we keep handing them all of these powers.
Right.
I mean, the Supreme Court could have literally ruled that it's not in the Constitution, let's make it illegal, and you're fucked.
Right.
You'd have no say. You'd have no fight. You'd have mm-hmm. no recourse. At least at the state level, you have a say. You have a fight, and you have a recourse. Right?
So
the freedom belongs to the people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we get more, we as Americans, we need to get more and more and more involved in our local elections, our local people who are running, holding them accountable. They're in your cities. Fucking show up. Call their asses out, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't get reelected.
Right.
You know? And then that way it's the consensus of the people in a local area that is getting they're getting what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of depending on the entire nation to make a decision, or some guys that got elected from people who you didn't even vote in.
Yeah. I worry that gay marriage is next. And honestly, like, I don't know the benefit of it being on a federal level, and I don't know the disadvantage. Again, if you and I support it being on a state level, on laws being on a state level,
mm-hmm.
then why would we be opposed to the Supreme Court reversing it?
Okay, so here are some federal benefits to marriage, okay, gay or straight. I get sick, husband walks right into the fucking hospital, okay? I can tell you from personal experience growing up in a gay family, my aunt, right, and I'm doing the air quotes, okay, who's not a family member, but really is my family member, you taught your children that's your Aunt Brenda, right?
Yeah.
Because
they're
a family member. Because legally, the hospital can deny you. I remember I went in for a procedure. I had to sign special paperwork to allow my girlfriend to come in,
mm-hmm.
okay, because we weren't legally married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's tax benefits. You get a tax credit for being fucking married,
mm-hmm.
okay? You don't get to claim head of household if you're not married. So there's a lot of different...
No, head of household, I mean, I get what you're saying, but two different tax filings.
Okay, but...
Yeah.
So there is all of those different things. If you're in a gay relationship, right, and one works and one doesn't, just like in a straight marriage that happens, you don't get to claim them as a dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's a lot of federal benefits to being married, which is unconstitutional because marriage is not protected in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government has no fucking business knowing and providing me benefits for being married.
Mm-hmm.
None. And the other thing that we need to turn around and get rid of is, you have, in order to put your kid in school, and you're probably going to be able to correct me a little bit better on this, but when you have a child, the child has to get vaccinated, right? Not just mm-hmm. COVID, but all the vaccinations. And let's say you're not a parent that wants to get your child vaccinated. Well, guess what? You can't put that kid in public school.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happens if you don't put the kid in school? Your ass goes to jail. Why are you mandating me to raise my child a certain way and then threatening my liberty? That is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Free education is not in the Constitution. Amish don't have to send their children to school.
Yeah. And I think there are some exceptions to the vaccination requirements in public schools, because I think that you can, based on religion or such and such, there's a form. And I only know that because my husband knows a girl that doesn't believe in vaccinating her kids, and she still goes to, they go to a public school.
Okay.
And I also know that because there's a Law and Order episode where there's a measles outbreak, and it's because, you know, this fucking mom didn't vaccinate her kid, and then she's got them all over these public schools and, you know, playing on the same playgrounds, and then these kids fucking die, and then who's at fault for it?
Right, and that's
who's
going to
take the fucking blame
for it? And that's a Law and Order episode, but there's also a shit ton of research studies that show that when you and I got vaccinated, the list was this long, now it's this fucking long, and we have an increase in autism and disability in our children. So, you know, me personally, if I was to have children, the list of the, I would be very specific about what the child gets vaccinated with, and I wouldn't put my kid in public school. I'd homeschool them. Like,
yeah,
just
my next argument on the, like, the contraceptives and all these things of, well, if we're going to make all of this stuff illegal, then it, where's the support that it supports becoming pregnant, right? So the other day, if these things and the religious argument and the argument of, and you and I were talking about this, because I posted something about a dick joke where it was like, well, if abortion is against God's will, so is your limp dick. So no more Viagra for you. It is clearly a joke.
Yes.
Clearly a joke. I am not on here to fucking debate religion. But then also, if we're going to say these things, we do a lot of things medically to help a woman become pregnant. If it's God's will for you not to become pregnant, or God's will for you to carry this baby, but it's okay on this hand for us to use medical science to get there, but it's not okay to use medical science to terminate it. So then again, whose choice? Who is making these fucking laws that it's okay to do this, it's okay to put this in my body, but I can't take this out of it?
Right, and that's why it needs to go back to the states.
Right.
Because then you have a better control on what's going on. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot of women out there that go through hell to get
so
pregnant.
So much, yeah.
So much to get pregnant. And then, you know, and it's sad, right? Like, I mean, I just, you know, and nobody should be able to say, well, you can't do that, right? You can't deny Look, she's trying to get a better, she's trying to create a family, a nuclear family. And as we've had talked many, many times before, we have lost that in our society, you know? And it's really, really fucking sad because they're trying to build that back up. So I really don't want to see, like, women who really want to have babies and using a medical medication and shots to help them get there be denied that. Right.
Yeah, it's like, how far is too far, and how far, I think that's probably the scariest, is like, what else are we going to go after? If now it's abortion, it's contraceptive, it's
gay marriage.
It's, yeah, gay marriage. Like, what else is fucking next? And again, I think it's fucking distraction. I think it is distraction because it keeps us from focusing on the other items that, whatever it is, and I'm not even sure what it is, where we were probably this close to uncovering, it's like, let's create this shitstorm again.
Agreed.
Let's create this shitstorm, and now people can fight about it on Facebook. They can fight about it with their neighbors. They can fight about it with their friends. I got blocked from a friend for 20 fucking years over a dick joke.
Right, and which is, it's, and it is a distraction, okay? It is. And then, because the Maxwell case.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
she was just found guilty.
You're right.
Or sentenced, yeah.
And nobody's hearing anything about this, right? So yes, it is a distraction. But look, in the end, as Americans, we are fucking lazy. We are lazy when it comes to our laws. We are lazy when it comes to knowing, and we're uneducated. We are so uneducated. Mm-hmm. We do not teach our children civics anymore in schools. Mm-hmm. They don't know what the Constitution is. They don't understand what the Bill of Rights are. You know, this country back in the 1700s had 13 years old reading Iliad and the Odyssey and Homer and understanding it. And us at 40 fucking years old don't understand what the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. There is such a lack of intelligence. And I am not saying that this is going to be easy. I'm not saying that it is fair. But I am saying unless we are fighting for our rights, we will always lose them. Because you're always going to have a tyrannical person or a government coming in trying to fucking control the masses. Because men, by general nature, are evil. And unless you're constantly fighting it, it will take it over. This country was an experiment. We were an experiment. Every other country in the world before the United States was a fucking dictatorship.
No, I wouldn't even say that we were an experiment. I think that we set a precedence. This country was built on people that fought against the norm, fought against whatever, like you said, the rest of the world was a dictatorship. There was, you know, kings and queens and this and that. And our 13 colonies, we fucking fought against it. And we fought against what everything else. And what did they say in the play Hamilton? You'll be fucking back. You'll be back. And we're not. There's a lot that I am still very proud of in this country. And today being July 4th, I think we can all support that, right? There is a lot that we should be proud of. We should be proud that we can have these conversations, that we can argue these things. Mm-hmm. It's just who knows how far is too fucking far.
And we need to stand up for that. But those freedoms do not come from the government. They are God-given rights. We said that in
not God. It's not God. It has nothing to do with God-given rights, Tabby, because that's bringing religion back into it. It is this country's rights. It's the citizens' American rights.
Yes, but who's controlling America? I don't want American rights.
I can't argue people bringing God back into this because it's supposed to be a separation of church and state. Which is why I can't stand when people argue abortion and bring the Bible into it. Has nothing to fucking do with it. If this country isn't supposed to be based on biblical theory. If we want to be honest, the whole fucking thing could be made up. It could be a book like the Odyssey that was all made up. And then people want to put their whole fucking life on this book that might have been made up. This country is supposed to be black and white. That's why the Constitution hasn't changed very much. Because it's a simplicity. Changed. Yeah, it's simplicity. It's supposed to be simplicity. And it should not include God and religion. Because that is up to interpretation. Right. It is interpreted to your faith. And religion comes in all different forms, right? There's Catholics, there's Baptists, there's Judaism, there's Buddhists, there's this, there's that. So it's not our God-given right. It's our American-given right. And I think that's what we need to be protecting is our American given rights, and remember and be proud of where we're at and how far. And it's just a fucking scary place.
It is. And I'm gonna hold on. I'm looking something up. Keep talking. I guess it's about the separation. It's about the separation of church and state. Okay. But I have to look it up so I don't misquote it. Because from what I've read in the Constitution, and I really do need to go back and really look at it so I don't misquote it, okay, is the change. It's what people think the separation of church and state is versus what it actually is, okay? So I do need to look it up before I actually say it. I'm going to see if I can find it here while we're talking, but if not, I'll look it up and we'll talk about it on the next.
Okay. So do you want to jump to something else or?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to look at, you know what? I'm going to look it up later.
We'll
put a pin in it. All right. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about something fun. All right.
Let's do that.
Okay. Let's talk about Tabby and some dumb shit she does on this mountain.
Yeah, I love that photo.
That photo is fucking amazing. And it's not of me, guys, okay? So, it is, Dion and I were home alone for the first time in a while. And as you guys know, it is legal in Arizona to get weed, okay?
Right.
So we got gummies and we got really high. And we're sitting outside, we're looking out at our mountain, we're having this really awesome time and all of this fun stuff, right? Well, Dion goes inside for something and I'm still sitting out there and I keep seeing this light, right? And then it looks like this light is getting closer. And I'm going, the fuck? I was like, son of a bitch. Somebody's in a flashlight coming towards our property. Right? So I get freaked out.
Right.
Right? Because, like, I live in the middle of fucking nowhere, right?
Yeah, so you're not seeing a light.
No, I'm seeing a light. Like, no, I'm literally.
No, I'm saying on an everyday basis over the last year, you're not seeing a light on your property.
No, not on my property. And it seems closer than it should be, right? So I sneak out, like I'm hiding and running like this, like nobody's going to see me, right? Because I don't have any protection. So I go in and I run to Dion and I'm like, I think somebody's out there. Grab the gun. So I go out there and I'm like, that light right there, you see it? I was like, it feels like it's getting closer. And so he's watching. He's like, I don't know. And then the light disappears. But, and then Dion fucking yells, like, right? Get the fuck out of here. Run. Right?
Right, because he's trying to scare him, right? Like, he's probably yelling, I'm armed. I will shoot you. My wife's fucking stoned. We'll throw you over the same fucking cliff that the billy goat almost lost his life.
Yes.
Like, we know where we're going to hide your body, fucker.
And then what happened? I was like, well, that was dumb. You just gave away our location. Right? So, mind you guys, when I get high, I get paranoid, okay?
Uh-huh.
And Sabrina knows. So, I was like, okay. And then it disappeared, and then it came back on, and then it went away, and then it disappeared, and Dion's yelling, screaming, and then we're sitting there, and we're watching, and we're waiting, and then it dawns on us. It's a fucking car. Because the lights go, because we're, everything's so hilly.
Oh, so it's like dipping and disappearing,
dipping and disappearing. And so I literally looked at Dion and went, dude, we're barking at cars.
Question.
Yes.
Did it ever, because this is where my mind keeps going, ever cross your mind that it could be an alien spaceship?
Oh, yeah. So we've had those. We've had, like, some shit happen. We've had alien, like.
Yeah, because that was my first thought was intruder or alien.
So I wasn't really right. It was on the ground, right? Because we're up here and it was down here. So I really did feel, and the light kind of did, like, it flickered like up and down like someone was walking. So I really thought it was a flashlight. But we have seen alien weird shit out here. Okay.
Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more.
We were totally sober. We were sober. Dion and I
love that we have to say that first. First of all, I was totally sober.
Totally sober at that moment. 20 minutes later, as high, but at that moment, I was sober. Okay.
Okay.
Dion was in one car, I was in another. We were driving up this hill to get back to our place, and these rectangle blue lights popped up. There were two of them, and they went like woohoo and then disappeared.
So when she went woohoo, she meant that they did like
across.
Two rectangled squares and then parallel came together and then separated apart.
And then disappeared. And they were solid blue.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I saw that. I was like, no, I didn't just see that. Went back to the house. Dan and I were chit-chatting. And then finally, you know, the weed kicked in and we're like, Did you happen to see? Yes, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, we both saw it, separate cars, lost our shit. I am telling you, there's some of the weirdest fucking shit. I'm like, there's aliens underground. And I've told Dion, I'm like, I pointed out where they are. And he's like, how do you know? I'm like, let me tell you how I know. I'm like, that's a fucking federal building in the middle of nowhere, and there's no fucking telephone poles coming out here. I have literally seen electrical lines disappear underground.
Well, not just that. I'll tell you that one of my sisters worked in Hawaii, and their office, for what her job did, and she was a linguist, and so basically her job was to sit and listen to Chinese and interpret. So she was just listening all day. Their office was underground. It was underneath a volcano. It is in a movie for Pearl Harbor, the movie. She was like, oh, you see that field? My office underground there.
Yeah.
So 100% underground. Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Oh, yeah. But this is where they're putting all the fucking aliens is underground. Like, it's
I agree.
I'm like, now I have heard a conspiracy theory. And I don't know how true this is. Okay.
I want to hear it. I'm into this alien shit because at my age now, I believe in aliens. And I am pretty sure that we had my friend, Ambular, and I. We were stoned.
Mm-hmm.
But we were 16, 17, 18 years old, driving in Virginia Beach by the Naval Air Force or Air Base.
Yep.
And in the middle of the night, there was this light. And normally we could say F-14s, right? But they're not flying the F-14s at night.
No.
And the light was not moving parallel. It was vertical on this dark road. If everybody knows from Virginia Beach, the way that we all would get from General Booth to the Lynn Haven Mall, there were these back roads. It was there. And it was like right on the road. There was a lot of noise. There was a lot of sound. Mm-hmm. And then it was just fucking gone.
Yeah.
But as 16, 17 year olds and also on marijuana, we're like, did we?
What?
And I've reached out to her lately and been like, we totally saw a spaceship that night. And she goes, I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe it. So I'm in. Tell me this conspiracy theory.
So the conspiracy theory is that if you noticed around the 50s, our technological advances fucking exponential.
Yep.
Fucking exponential.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So the theory is that there were two different alien tribes, let's call them tribes, came to this earth. Okay. One was good, one was evil. We're just going to leave it at that, right? The good one was like, you know, we have all these advantages, da 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 da. But basically, you're not sophisticated enough to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of left, right? So they apparently, these particular aliens had a conscience, okay? But the other tribe, not so much. They came here for resources. But our government said, sure, we'll give you certain resources, but you have to give us something in return, which is all our technological advances. They don't care what we use it for. They don't care about any of that sort of stuff. So the thing is that they live among us. They have a whole underground city where they live, and they come and go as they please, and all of this sort of stuff. They're called lizard people. You can actually Google it and see some shit about it.
Okay.
They're infiltrated in our military and all of that sort of stuff. And in return, we got all this technological advances.
So I was just in Pittsburgh, right? Uh-huh. When was that? A few months ago, and we went to the Heinz Museum.
Uh-huh.
And in that museum, it is showing just kind of, it goes from the Indians to the colonies to the 20s, the 30s, the 50s. There it is on the plaque, the first microwave, the first refrigerator. And then next are brain replacements and this and that. And I looked at Nate and I said,
you know what they left out in this exhibit? And he goes, what? And I was like, where we traded the fucking aliens. And I said, how did we go from a freezer being invented
to implanting some shit in your head?
In artificial hearts and these cell phones and everything that you and I are talking on, but in the last 40 years, they just invented the fucking microwave? They skipped so much because it was the aliens. We got that, and we've got most of this stuff.
Right.
I believe that.
And they lied to us about it, and they said it was human development and da-da-da-da and all of this. All of it, because if they literally told us the truth, we would have lost our fucking minds and destroyed everything. Right. You know? Yep. But yeah, no, it's just like, where the fuck did this? I was like, where did all this come? How did this happen so fast? Even if you think
aliens,
if you think from the 80s to today.
100%. That's what I was saying, where, like, you know, an answer machine was invented in the 80s.
Right.
The simple answer machine on a fucking cassette.
Right.
And how quickly all of that changed.
Right.
How quickly science has changed. How quickly medical advances have changed.
And the bad part is aliens. They've had it the entire time. They've just been slowly,
strategically
releasing it to the public, right? Because whatever, like 5G's been here for 40 fucking years.
Right. This is what I propose. Okay. That when it's not so fucking hot there and Nate and I come out there, you and I are going to spy on that federal building and we are going to find some fucking aliens. Wherever you say they live, I'm going with you.
Sure. As long as I stay on public property, because I don't want to end up in federal jail.
And do we have to put something in our butts so that they don't probe us up our asses? Is that something that aliens do? Look at Tabby's face. She's like, all right, now you just got fucking weird.
Now you got fucking weird. I'm not putting any, look, that is an exit only.
Dion's going to be like, why is Sabrina walking funny? And why does she have tinfoil on her head? I mean, like, we're going to go fucking hunt aliens. And she might have an anal probe up her butt. Only for safety.
Only for safety. That's not going to save you, sweetie. It's probably going to attract them. They're going to be like, hey, let's see what she put up her ass.
But I think that we don't hold the emotional intelligence or mature intelligence to realize that. To tell us that aliens existed, that there would be so much fear. I don't know about underground lizard people. I haven't read about that, but I do believe, and I've said this before, that we're just not a threat to aliens. We are not a threat. No. Our life capacity is 100 years or less, and we're just not a threat to them. They are supreme beings compared to us.
Yes, we are. So, like, we're totally not a threat to them, and they're very smart in, like, we're going to give you technological advances, knowing we're going to kill ourselves with them, right?
Right.
And then they come in and they use their resources instead of actually coming in, blowing up the fucking planet and losing the resources. They made a compromise, right? They don't care that we are killing ourselves with all these advances, right? Like, if you've ever looked at your food, you're fucking killing yourself. Okay.
Right.
I literally looked at a bag of Walmart chips the other day, and it says this includes a bioengineered ingredient. Bioengineered, y'all. Bioengineered. It's not fucking food, okay?
Right. It's so tasty.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know. And if you detox your body from all that shit, like really detox it, and then try to go back, that shit's nasty.
Oh, I'm sure. I agree with that. There's sometimes when you have this craving for what you think is a junk food and it just doesn't feel good within your body.
Exactly.
And there's a reason why, right? Like, your body should crave vegetables and meat and things that are natural compared to potato chips and process this and process that. Right. I agree with that.
And that's why we have such an obesity problem. is because we flipped the fucking food pyramid upside down, and we eat a lot of what's bad for you and telling you it's good for you.
Yeah. So you're talking about, first of all, do you realize this is the first time we've admitted to smoking marijuana on our podcast?
Well, I clarify that it's legal, so I'm good. Yeah. I'm safe.
Well, I live in a medical state of marijuana, right? It's medically legal in the state of Florida.
And you have a license for it.
And so, but I want to update you on something because I haven't told you this. But most of our listeners know that I have been sober from alcohol. It'll be 4 years this coming November 1st.
Yes, I had to yell at Dion. Do you remember on the live the other night? Dion was like, "Oh, Sabrina, cheers, have a drink, da 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 da." And I'm "She's sober. What the fuck are you doing?" Yeah. He's like,
"So." I have been, the first year of my sobriety, I didn't do anything. But then second year in, I smoke weed, right? And or I eat it, vape it, whatever it might be, in whatever form that the dispensary will sell you. But for my 42nd birthday, I gifted myself four things.
Okay.
One is that I am now 100% sober. I have given up marijuana in all forms because medically I was using it to help me sleep. I have restless leg syndrome, I have anxiety, and I have depression.
Right.
And I was using marijuana for those things, along with, you know, recreationally of having fun. When people were drinking, this is what I was doing, and I felt like I needed to do it. Over the last year, I've been debating with myself of whether or not I needed it and if I wanted to continue on it. I have found this other medicine of just a simple Singulair and this tiny little allergy pill, tiniest little thing where I'm supposed to take three, I only take one. It helps me sleep like a baby. I'm sleeping better than I have in years.
Okay.
So then that took that off the table, right? Of, all right, well, you don't need it for this. Anxiety and depression, I feel like the only way to truly solve that is through therapy. I'm in therapy. I am now seeing an energy healer. I am doing all these things to try to just get all this shit out.
Right.
Molesting, parent issues, this issue, that issue. So if those reasons are off the table, why do I need it? I then also found myself at the anniversary of my father's death in January, smoking and crying at the same time.
Okay.
And that's when I looked at myself and I said, what are you doing?
Right.
It's no different. You're now replacing one for the other.
Yep.
Gift yourself what you truly wanted in this life, and that is true sobriety. So on my 42nd birthday, I gifted myself true sobriety. I've gone through, I let a handful of people know in my family of this is what I'm doing. I need you guys to just keep me accountable. Okay. Outside of my husband, the same way I did right when I stopped drinking, is that I had to tell you, I had to tell Jen, I had to tell Sherlyn, I had to tell my other friend, like, I need this strong unit of people to keep me accountable for my actions.
Right.
This is my true desire. This is what I want to do. So far so good. And I feel really good about it. I was out yesterday. The smell was in the air. It didn't bother me at all. I actually said to Nate, I was like, it actually smells like some janky ass weed. It doesn't even smell good. Like no desire at all. I was drinking out of a straw. At one point, this little Mexican hand and snatched it from my thing. And I was like, there's our friend Jed next to me. And I'm like, what is happening? She goes, oh, I thought you had a vape in your mouth. And I was like, it is my straw. I'm just But thank you, friend. Like that's what I need. Thank you. So I feel good about it, and I'm happy about it, and good. I'm gonna stick with it. The other thing that I gifted myself is that it seems so simple, but I told my kids that anytime they are in the water, that I will jump in the water with them. I have in the last few years, if it's not hair washing day, I'm not getting my hair wet. And I've noticed that I am now on the outside watching people have fun rather than being in the fun.
Yep.
So yesterday, they threw my ass in the pool. And as I'm going in the water, I hear adults yell, but it's not hair washing day. And when I got up, I looked at Nate and I was like, this has become a thing. Like, I have become the person that doesn't get her hair wet because it's, so then how freeing it was to just get my hair wet. And I was like, now my hairstylist might not love it when she comes and goes like, what's different about your hair? Why is it?
Right.
But it just felt good to be in the moment.
Right. And enjoying your life.
Yeah. The third thing is, and this is the hardest one yet.
Uh-oh.
I have to watch one movie a month that Nate picks out.
Oh, why would you gift that to yourself?
Well, I gifted it to myself because I wrote it all down the last time I got high. And then, so well, I remind myself.
Wait. That doesn't count because you gave up being high. So everything you wrote down high is void.
No, I wrote all these emotions and thoughts down the very last time I smoked.
Mm-hmm.
And wrote it down. These are the true desires you're having and you're pushing them back.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, you need to honor these things and you need to say them out loud.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh, and there is one more, which was, I forgot about that one. So there were four. Is that any kid movie that Lorelai wants to watch that I will go with her.
Okay.
Now that was before I realized, and that's only because like as soon as Ethan turned 16 or as soon as it was like, here, somebody else go watch that. I don't want to fucking watch Minions. I don't want to watch this shit. I don't want to watch
Minions.
Well, that's the thing is like I stopped doing those things.
Right.
And so now, well, that was before I realized the new Minion movie's coming out. And guess what I'm doing this week? I'm going to watch the Minion movie and I might love it. And then she's like, we should dress up and we should do this. And I was like, all right, baby steps. baby steps.
Yeah.
But those were my four gifts to myself for being 42.
I like
that. So the moment we admit to it, I'm also taking it back. So here on out.
Well, let's talk about turning 40, because,
what's happening?
Sabrina, I'm going to need some help.
All right.
From, like, you, okay? Okay. I am going to turn 40 in April. I'm not doing so well, okay? Because last year I said that I was turning 38 when I was turning 39, so I'm trying to revert my ass backwards, okay? But, like, oh, my God. So there's so much gray. I haven't dyed my hair in a week. And the other day, like, all my hair was forward. Look at all this gray. Look at this.
Oh, like, yeah, I can see it in the back.
I cut my hair, and it was like, poof. Can you see even more?
Yeah.
So I told Dean, I thought, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I can't. And he looked at me, and he goes, yeah, I know. I was like, what the fuck do you mean you know? He's like, honey. I am taller than you. I look down at right. your head all the time. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I am not prepared for this amount of gray at 39. I'm like, you fucking did this to me, right? And I don't have any extremely amount of stress, right? Like, what the fuck?
And you're not a super vain person, right? Like you right now, you have a beautiful, fresh face, no makeup. You're normally without makeup. So does the gray hair bother you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it bothers
me. Yeah.
I can't stand it. Like, so, and that was the other thing. So I got up this morning because it was 8 o'clock here, took a shower, blow dried the hair, got a little nice looking, right? And then came over and popped on the camera. And I didn't put makeup on because I'm just like, yeah, whatever, right? And I'm going, I look like a fucking panda on crack. Like, what the hell? Like, my eyes are all beady. You can't see any eyelashes. I'm like, what the hell? Even my eyes are all I was like, oh, fuck. Like,
so do you use anything anti-aging?
Yes, I do.
All right, what's your... Give me your list.
So I have, normally it's been Rodan Fields. I've been using them since late 20s.
Okay. Right?
Okay. Obviously I haven't been using them lately because I'm homesteading. They're super expensive, right? It's just not in the budget. So I take what samples I have and I'm still using them. But like, you can see I'm getting these crow's feet and like, what the fuck is this shit? And then I'm starting to get the little lines up here, the Botox lines. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, look, and my face needs to come up. I'm like, this is not, I am not financially prepared to be this old. I'm like, the titties have got to come up. I'm like, the face has got to come up a little bit. I was like, because I am not doing the turkey neck shit.
Oh, the gobble thing. That's why Ethan and his girlfriend were making fun of each other, like whether or not they had the gobble. And then they were like, do you have one? And in my mind, I was like, you little fuckers, if you say I have one, I'm going to kick everybody out of my house.
Right?
And then thankfully, they said I didn't.
Now, I did have it, but I've been losing weight, too, so which is good. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'm like, what the?
So I put Botox in, gray hair doesn't bother me just because platinum hair anyways.
Right. But you're not a brunette. You're not a brunette. That's what I mean. Okay. So yeah, you make yourself not a brunette.
Right. Exactly. Okay. There you go. Cause my sister would be screaming like, yes, she is. Yeah. So, this eyebrow, left eyebrow, there's two little gray hairs that keep popping up. So I keep pulling them out. Right eyebrow, there's one. That fucker comes out. My forehead, right. I get Botox. My mad lines, I get Botox. And a little bit on my crow's feet, I'll get Botox. Right. But now I'm using this serum underneath my eyes to help. An all-over face thing. When I put on my moisturizer of like lifting up and wiping it up. So to keep the sagging of the neck, right?
Yes.
To try to put everything in to just, because it's going to start happening. Like this is the 40s is
when you either age
well. Well, I think it's a matter of you either age well or you don't.
Yeah.
And when you don't, it starts to happen fast.
Look, I do not want to look like I was rode hard and put away wet, okay?
No, I want to be rode hard and put away wet, but I don't want to look like it.
Exactly. Like, no, I mean, it's just getting crazy over here. And I'm like, I don't think I can handle this.
Do you notice it at all in your skin? So I notice it sometimes. On my, like this part of my,
the waddle.
Well, not the bat arms or anything, because I think that could be solved by working out, but just some of the texture of the skin on my arms where I'm like,
it's changing.
Huh. Yeah, it's changing. And I'm like,
that's because we need to moisturize our body as much as we do our face, and we don't.
I've been trying to now remember that, because so when I get out of the shower to lube myself up, Nate even said something, he touched my stomach. He was like, what do you have on? I'm rubbing lotion all over myself to try to preserve myself like a fucking mummy, asshole.
Pretty much. And why is it so hard? Why? Like, oh my God, it's so exhausting. This shit was not exhausting in the 20s.
Well, we never thought about it in the 20s. So now it's like sunspots, skin spots, this spot, that spot.
Yeah, see, I was good because I can tell you probably around 25, I started really getting myself out of the sun for the most part.
I wish I did.
I was like, no, because, you know, I have a lot of older women in my family. I'm going, no, we're going to try to prevent that. We're going to try to prevent that. Or, you know, you say I'm not vain, but really on the inside, I'm vain. I just don't put it outward.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, no, this is just, oh, I'm so sad.
Well, look, from my point of view, you still have a beautiful, fresh face.
Oh, thank you.
You do. I think you still have a beautiful, fresh face. So, but you better work hard to keep it, girl, because once you hit 40, it goes fucking downhill.
That's what I'm afraid of. Like, I am straight up afraid of that. Like, okay, so not only am I afraid of the face going downhill, but, like, my hair is starting to thin out, right? Like, I don't want to be that person that has all these thinning spots on top of my head.
Yeah, what happens then? Because you do have thin hair already, so if it... Like, I have it, knock on wood, thin hair is not an issue. I have a head full of hair.
Right.
But the Grayson trademarks are these deep lines across my forehead, which is why I've been having Botox for the last 6 years. That what happens as your hair starts to thin out as a woman?
There is a procedure that I can literally have fake hair put in my head, right? Uh-huh. And it will last about a year, and you have to go back and get it redone. It's like $5,000 or something or another.
Right.
And then you have to go like every 3 or 4 months to get your scalp cleaned. Because apparently there'll be buildup and there's this whole thing. So like, there's no, I mean, you can find some shampoos that are going to do hair growth and all of that stuff, which is great, but it doesn't like give you the volume, right?
Right.
So, and then I worry about that because I'm in a place where they're like, you have to be very delicate with it because you don't want to rip it out of your scalp. But I'm like, I live on top of a fucking mountain where it's wind all the time.
Right, yeah, and it's not like you live in a place where it's all easily accessible either, right?
No, I mean, right. It'd be
living out there.
It'd be a 3-hour drive down to Phoenix to go get it done. Mm-hmm. So, not that I'm not willing for that inconvenience. I'm just saying, if it gets really bad, shit's going to be happening, you know? I'm already getting to the point where I have this bottle of spray that's like a dark color that you can spray in to cover in like bald spots.
I've seen that.
And now, mind you, I haven't really been using it, but it's there. And I'm thinking as I keep looking that this is going to end up being a necessity.
A go-to
where I have to spray my fucking hair on.
Now, how do you feel as Dion starts to age?
I don't care.
About his aging?
It's cool.
Isn't that funny? Because I feel the same way about Nate. Like Nate, over the last 2 years, his the front of his hair is graying and you can see a little more wrinkles around his face. And when he sees it, he's always like, God, look at all this gray hair. But when I look at him, I'm like, you're graying or you're aging so beautifully. Yeah, like you're my silver fox now.
Right.
And it just shows like the difference between the way we allow men to age and the way that we even allow ourselves to age, that it's not even so much society. It's our own vainness of,
yeah,
I don't like it, but I don't mind it on him, but I don't like it on me.
Right. But he doesn't mind it on you either.
No, but I also like zombie apocalypse. It's a whole nother Sabrina.
Yes.
Once all those medical advances are gone, like, who knows what the fuck I'll look like.
You're going to be a weird looking brunette with wrinkles on your forehead.
I know.
Pretty much. That's kind of why I'm trying to just like get used to the gray, because when all this shit does happen, there's no dyeing your hair.
Do you know what you'd look like with all gray hair? Do you think you'd let it all go gray or will you keep it brown?
I don't know. Honestly, we're going to see what happens when this starts turning gray and how it affects
the front of
this.
Your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now, when I'm like this, you can't really tell looking straight on.
Right.
Right. But if you're looking down like Dion is, you see it all in the back. So, and let me tell you what happened. Oh my God. So I was at the hair, stylist, and she was cutting my hair, right? And she cut my hair super short, and I got a little shock, right? Obviously, because I cut it really, really short. And then I could see all the gray, and I'm going, oh my God. Like, I was mortified. And she's like, oh no, it looks good. Da, da, da. I'm going, this bitch is pacifying me like I'm an 80-year-old fucking woman. I'm like, no, it does not look good. And she's all like, oh, da, 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 da. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, what the fuck happened? Why are you pacifying me like I'm an 80-year-old woman and I can't see the fucking gray hair coming through?
Well, this is a good time to talk about pacifying people of your men's sedation,
oh,
right?
So
men
men
might age gracefully and be able to age, you know, without concern, but apparently
not physically.
They can't get ultrasounds of their nuts without going under complete sedation.
Okay, so Sabrina's talking about a TikTok video that I sent her, right? Because this woman popped on, she's like, I have this friend and has this disease and he has to go get his nuts ultrasound. Right. And for those of you who don't know, it's just where they put the little gel and they rub the little thing on them. Right. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I gotta go get the sedation. And she's like, sedation? Fucking sedation. And he's like, yeah, because it's so painful. She's like, bitch, let me tell, do you know what a colonoscopy, not a colonoscopy, but a colonoscopy is? He's like, no. And she's like, let me tell you. And she shows the device, the little snippy snip. That right. is where they literally go and take a piece of your cervix out. They chop it out of your body. We don't get sedation for that. Do you know what we get told? You're going to feel a little bit of pressure. I bled for 3 fucking days after they did that on me. No pain medication, no sedation. They gave me Tylenol. They cut a piece of my cervix out about that fucking big, guys. It's like a quarter of an inch. And they told me you'd feel some pressure.
Right.
I'm going to talk to you about another thing. I had an IUD put in. Fucking painful. Fucking mm-hmm. pain. No sedation was offered.
Yeah, no, not at all.
No. I had complications in taking the IUD out. Mm-hmm. No sedation was offered. I went to the first doctor. The doctor couldn't find the string. She had to refer me to a specialist, which they didn't fucking offer me any sedation. I bled for 3 fucking weeks, guys. 3 fucking weeks straight I bled. No sedation. You want to talk about inequality about with women? It's in the fucking medical field.
Right.
We have we have vaginal ultrasounds where they shove that raw.
Have you ever had one done?
Yes.
I mean, it is a full-on wand.
It's a dildo. It's a good size dildo.
It's even
dildo.
Bigger than that. Yeah, it is because it needs to have it. Because it's big enough for the doctor to have a solid handle on it. And then it's going up there with, you know, the metal cold tip that is now the ultrasound.
And
there is
they're
no
pushing
sedation.
Down.
Yeah, as they're doing it to find whatever it is they're looking for.
Yeah.
No sedation.
No sedation. None whatsoever. But the biggest one is a biopsy.
I think that's insane. Yeah.
Have you ever had one?
I haven't. No.
Mm-mm. It is fucking horrible. It is the worst thing ever. And they just tell you
right.
full of pressure. Fuck you.
Right.
Now, I had my recent doctor went in, normal pap smear, whatever, right? And that in itself, again, by men's standards, should have sedation because they open you up and they scrape your cervix with that fucking brush and it hurts. I like some sedation for that. But he went and he referred me out for a mammogram without discussing it with me first.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a call saying, oh, we need to schedule your mammogram. No, we don't. And he's like, nope, I'll call you back, whatever. Because I don't do things that the doctor schedules me out without first discussing it with my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple reasons. Had he discussed this with me, I am not putting my fucking titties in 2 radioactive pieces of metal for you to squish down and see what the fuck is going on when you can do the exact same thing with an ultrasound. Fuck you, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
You can put in a request to go have an ultrasound done on my breast, but you didn't feel anything. You didn't think anything was wrong. You didn't express any concern in the doctor's office. I'm not just randomly sticking my titties in some fucking metal boxes. Try again.
Right.
Especially when there's an alternative procedure.
Mm-hmm. Will they do the alternative procedure?
So the big thing that a lot of people have problems with is they don't do the alternative procedure unless you do the mammogram first. Okay. Which is bullshit. Okay, because
right.
I don't see you putting those fucking nuts in a bat in a metal box first.
Yeah, right. And then squishing them in between them.
Right. I don't see you doing that. So you're not fucking doing it to my titties. Not only
mm-hmm.
that, But the mammogram doesn't get all the results. My mother-in-law, when she gets hers done, they always make her do a mammogram first, and then they always have to go back and do another ultrasound. Well, why don't you just fucking start with the ultrasound?
Yeah, why don't you start there?
So I have basically said, I will not ever get a mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, what if you, I said, well, too fucking bad. Do an ultrasound.
Right.
I'm like, you don't get to just dictate and throw me in these barbaric procedures because that's how the way it is. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, fuck the women nurses out there who don't stand up for their patients and go, hey, you need to get some sedation. Because I never understood that you could actually ask for sedation for these things.
Yeah, I guess I didn't know. And it'd be, I'm curious to see if you ask for sedation, if your fucking insurance provider then declines it.
Right. That's a whole nother thing because.
Because it happens to my husband in this whole medical thing that we've been on for the last almost year, is that there are certain procedures that the doctor is requesting, but then the insurance company declines. So then who really is in charge of your fucking medical? Is it the doctor or just some fucking admin mm-hmm. at an insurance company? For money, we're paying into it.
Correct. Exactly. Which is bullshit because then it's discrimination. Because if you're allowing a man to have sedation for his nut sacks and you're not allowing a woman who's having a chunk of her cervix being taken out, well, fuck you.
Yeah. You want to hear something gross that I just learned the other day?
Tell me. I like gross.
About men. It's called
urethra?
Urethra sounding. And it is where men are into having things inserted into their penis. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not shocked.
And it's, so according to my husband and our friend's husband, we were talking about it, like, when, even to do an STD test, right, is they have to put a cotton swab into the tip of their dick and how painful it is.
Do they get sedation for that?
No.
Good.
Good. So then my husband, who hasn't had that STD test done, he said that he had, when his leg was broken, he had a catheter in.
Uh-huh.
When he was sedated, though. And then when he woke up, they had to put the catheter back in for some reason. And he was awake. And he said it was a tiny tube, but it literally brought him off the table. It was that painful.
Okay.
So imagine that there are these men out there that are now into that amount of pain going into. And so then I looked it up.
Oh.
And looked up these devices, which I'm hoping my daughter doesn't find on our Amazon, because you can buy them from Amazon and she's going to be like, what the fuck is my father into? But it's
wait,
like
Nate's
these,
into it?
No.
Oh, but it was, okay.
Jesus.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Well, that's what I was like. I didn't know this was on the table. And he goes, it's not. Aww. It is not fucking on the table. But it's like they put it around the tip of their penis and it opens it up. And then there's this hollow tube in it. So then you can like drill this thing slowly in to the tip of their penis. That this is going on behind somebody's closed doors.
Hey, if you're into it, you're into it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't really know that was a thing. I think I knew that was like in a thing in like the really kinky world, right? Because, you know, my porn's pretty kinky. But
yeah, but not that kinky. We're like, so
like, I mean, I have
was
seen
like a
porn where they bind the penis up.
Okay, so that was my next spot. Is that so? It's kind of similar to that, where we saw these cages.
Uh huh.
That they put them on the penis and the balls.
Yes.
And it's kind of like if you ever saw that Leonardo DiCaprio movie, The Mask, where they like chain him into this mask and he's underneath this, and it's kind of like a chastity belt, right?
Yes.
But the idea is if the man gets hard, it's super painful, and that somebody holds the lock to it.
Correct.
So then they put this cage on their dick and balls, and then supposedly, I guess you try to arouse them, and they have to be disciplined enough
to not,
or they're in extreme pain.
Yes. Okay. That, okay. But that's on the female version. Let me tell you what happens on the female version of that. You ready?
All right, tell me. Yeah.
I have seen porn where they hook, they're not like hooks, but clips, right? Like nipple clamps. They clamp it to the woman's vagina, like your lips, and there's heavy balls at the end of it. So it pulls, and then they'll fuck you in the ass and you can't move because as you move, the balls swing and pull on your vagina and it hurts. Yeah.
I don't have any words. I mean,
yeah, it was fun to watch, but I mean, I'm never doing that. But no, yeah,
it's weird.
Oh yeah, there's some weird shit.
My husband just came to the door. He's staring in. You want to talk about urethral? Oh, he left.
You said urethra, and he's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
He went like this to his head, shotgun to his head, and walked away.
Is he hearing what you're saying?
No, I think he just walked up at the wrong time and was like, all right, not happening.
No, exactly. But that's so crazy. Like, I can't believe they get sedation for that.
I know. Well, it doesn't surprise me, though, right? Like, everybody says it's kind of like when a man gets the flu.
Yeah.
Although, and how terrible it is.
We were talking about that actually last night, because there was a little TikTok, the woman's sick and she's doing all these things. The man gets the flu. Like, ugh. And I'm like, I can't resonate. Y'all, I'm the fucking man. Straight up. I get the flu. I'm down.
Me too.
Everything's done. I'm off. Nope. I'm not doing shit. I don't give a fuck. You know, take care of me. I don't feel good. That's how this is going down. Right? Like.
Right.
Yeah. But no, women want to scream equality and shit. That is where we need to be fighting, is right there. Because that's some bullshit.
I didn't even know that was on the table. That they, I wonder if, hey, Nate. Because, you know, Nate had testicular cancer.
Did they give him sedation for his balls?
I'm
going to
ask him. Yeah, hold on. I'm calling him.
All right.
You hear the phone ringing.
Put him on speakerphone.
Hello.
Hey, you're on speakerphone. I have a question for you. When you had testicular cancer, did they ultrasound your balls? Mm-hmm. Did they sedate you for it?
No, it's just...
Did he say yes?
No, he said no. So no sedation for any of it when it came to ultrasounding your balls at all? Mm-hmm. Was that because you didn't have insurance?
No.
Why are you talking so weird? You sound so shy.
Because he knows he's getting recorded.
I'm going to the ER in Virginia, and I ultrasounded them then too, and there's no sedation. It's just... I get an ultrasound for a baby. I put the cream on and they stick the thing on.
Okay. So it's not everywhere.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
All right.
Do you want to go back to the urethra sounding? Can we still talk about putting that on the table?
That is definitely off the table.
All right. Love you. Bye. Still a hard no.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Now I'm FaceTiming people that I don't mean to FaceTime. I was like, drink a couple more IPAs that night. I was like, we'll see what happens. I've talked you into some weirder shit than that.
I don't know. That's pretty fucking weird, Sabrina.
It is. Look, that is as weird as it's never happened. It's not going to happen. It sounds super painful. And I don't know. Now, if you hear like some clanking or clickety clacking, it might mean that I've put his balls in a chain, yeah. See how that works out for me.
And you know what? Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe men need to have chastity belts if they don't want to have kids.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, put them on.
And they can't take it off. Here's an idea. They can't take it off until they've saved a certain amount of money just in case those fuckers try to walk away without paying child support.
Uh-huh.
You got to be able to earn that baby before you play just the tip.
Yeah, right? I like it.
So I think we've come full circle. We started off with the tip. We're ending with the tip.
Yes, we have. We have definitely come full circle.
So, well, that was fun. Yeah. Happy 4th of July. I miss our 4th of July.
I know. I saw the pictures on Facebook and I was like, I miss our 4th of July parties.
So much fun. So much fun out there on the farm. We were just talking about that the other day. But how are you celebrating the rest of your day? Ooh, God bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you. We are celebrating by finishing putting up fencing before it rains. Finished process. We killed 2 chickens the other day and we started canning them. So we're going to finish that up and just getting projects done around here. I mean, that's all we do. It's just work.
Well, we are heading to the Suns game about 7 o'clock this evening and then ending with fireworks over the baseball park. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, we'll be doing that with Doe and Jen and that whole crew. So that'll be fun.
That will be
fun. So I will say hi for you.
Thank you. Yes, because I miss everybody. And I'm hoping by next year we can get the houses done and have people actually out here and all of that kind of stuff. So which would be nice because, it'd be nice to have the houses.
We'll go hunt some aliens.
Yes. We'll take Doreen and freak her out.
Yeah. So, all right, say our goodbyes and let's hang this thing up so we can go celebrate the freedoms we still have. God damn it.
Yes, absolutely. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a happy 4th of July. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, give us a shout out at notasafespacepodcast@gmail.com. And, of course, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.